I've been in marketing for 20 years and it's changed a lot, but it doesn't have to be complicated. I want to help you grow your business. The world is changing every day and you need marketing that works. Go to my website at scafarms.com and click the link Grow My Business. If you need help with your online marketing, your website, developing email programs, or putting your own shows together, go to my website at scafarms.com and click the link Grow My Business. Thanks for listening and enjoy this next episode.
Get ready for this.
Wow, I am blown away by the response I've been getting on Facebook.
Welcome to a brand new episode of
the Upstate's Farmers Market Podcast.
The following program is for adult audiences only.
You are listening to...
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me on the Farmers Market Podcast.
Relax and enjoy.
We are one of the few growing farms in the United States.
Hi, this is Chris Thurman from BioWay Farm.
Hi, this is Kristen with Earth and Organics.
Hi, this is Mark Jones from Cedar Falls Farm.
Thanks for listening. And now your host.
Great day, everybody. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show that talks to farmers, homesteaders, beekeepers, craft makers, and much, much more. We keep it fresh, and we keep it local. Here we talk to folks that are the backbone of any farmer's market. Now be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube, and become a supporter of SCAFarms.com. That's the home base for my farm online and also the Farmer's Market Podcast. Please share with all your friends on Facebook and other social channels, and let me know if there's a local farmer that you would like to hear on the show. Now, today's guest, it's a real treat. She's a female business owner and the general manager of a local business that provides a variety of fresh, handmade Italian-style meals that are ready to cook and ready to go. She also manages a unique farmer's market with a curious name. Welcome to the show from the Naked Saturday Market and Naked Pasta, Christina Barrist and her husband, Brett.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Doing fine. Now, you can find Christina and Brett in the Naked Pasta and the Naked Saturday Market on Facebook. Just search the name Naked Saturday Market and you can find them. Now, tell me, Christina, what is the Naked Saturday Market and how did you guys come up with the name?
Well, the Naked Saturday Market's just a kind of a mini farmer's market with a neighborhood kind of feel down in the village of West Greenville on Pendleton Street. We have a few vendors that are inside Naked Pasta, Growing Green Family Farms, Revival Butchery, Forks Farms, LaRue Chocolates, and the other cool thing is that we're next door to the Bake Room, which serves up amazing breads, and then Puka Juice is around the corner. So you can kind of do like a walking market, check out the whole village, and really find some cool, unique stuff down there.
Now, the Saturday market is open from when to when?
It's Saturdays, beginning of November through mid-April from 9 to 12.
And then if folks wanted to find you during the regular farmer season or the farmer's market season, where are you guys located?
We do the TD Saturday Market in downtown Greenville on Main Street, which is May through the end of October.
That's awesome. Now, in the pre-show call, we talked a little bit about your background. Now, you've not always done this your entire life, have you?
No. This is a new venture about a year and a half, so... Since May of 2017, I bought the company from an existing owner. So the brand has been around. The product's been around for about 5 years. And my husband and I wanted it to stick around because it was going to go away. And so we decided to buy the company. And with that, I took all the recipes, elevated them using all fresh vegetables. We use as many local farmers as possible. And all of our meats come from local farmers. So we have such a great abundance of farms around here. There's no sense in not trying to use it all.
No, that's what I love about you guys. You guys are using not only local ingredients, you're using local farmers to get those ingredients. And everybody's going to ask me this. When I first saw Naked, my mind instantly goes, okay, no clothes. This is what I'm thinking, the Naked Saturday Market. But that's not the case at all. Explain the name, first of all, Naked Pasta, and then I'm guessing it's a carryover to the Naked Saturday Market. But what, Naked Pasta? Explain that.
Yeah. I mean, we do have our clothes on all the time when we're making
pasta. That's a health hazard, I think, for me anyway.
Yeah, but the wouldn't like that very much. But Naked meaning fresh ingredients with nothing to hide. We don't use any preservatives, any artificial additives. We don't use dyes. We don't use powders. We use fresh vegetables. We use, you know, a good flour, fresh eggs, you know, kind of keep it simple and make it, you know, make the ingredients shine.
Just as God intended it. Just it's the bare bones. You don't need anything else is kind of what you're saying.
Exactly. If you use good ingredients, you don't need a lot of stuff to muck it up.
Now, Brett's in the background. I know. Brett, your favorite dish from the Naked Pasta?
Oh, man.
I put him on the spot. Oh, you can't. Wait. Full disclosure. He can't say too much because he's got to live in the same house as the business owner.
No, I can't narrow it down to one. If we're talking noodles, it's the garlic fettuccine all day long.
Oh, wow.
The Gibson Farms beef ravioli and the Gibson Farms beef lasagna are just absolutely outstanding. She gets her Italian sausage from a little farm up in Traveler's Rest, Turtle Creek Farms. That might be some of the best pork I've ever eaten in my life. And really, her basil and pumpkin seed pesto can go on every sandwich I eat from now till the day I die. So,
wow.
Picking one's pretty impossible.
Well, one guy in Greenville that will never starve to death. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
So what's happening at the market right now? We're recording this in December, but what's happening? So what's happening with you guys? I know you're still in the kitchen doing your thing and getting prepped, I guess. So what's going on?
So we're in the kitchen during the week, getting everything ready. We have some retail outlets that we have our products in. And then also getting ready for our market on Saturday. So we're open, like I said, 9 to 12. It's really casual. You can come in, get your pasta, get your meat, get your veggies. And like this weekend coming up, we have LaRue Fine Chocolates that's going to be with us. She does the most amazing artisan chocolates. I've never had anything better in my life. We try to mix it up and keep it fresh with different vendors and smaller farms and, you know, people who, you know, maybe can't get into the bigger markets. And, you know, you've got stuff to sell through the winter, so we've got a place for you to do it.
Now, how many vendors do you typically have at the Naked Saturday Market?
Three or four. You know, it's small, but like I said, you can go to the bake room and get your bread. You can go around the corner to Koopa Juice and get some juice.
And
eggs, yeah, they carry some local eggs as well. So it's kind of like, you know, walk the neighborhood, check it out, and get your staples for the week.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you've got everything. I mean, you literally could get your meat, your vegetables. Well, this week you could get your desserts, and you can get,
yeah.
I mean, you can get it all in one stop. Did you start the Naked Saturday Market a year and a half ago when you bought the business, or was it already in place? How did the market, because it seems like, to me, I know I've been at the market and I'm selling at the market. I can't imagine doing and preparing and selling and then also organizing a farmer's market. That's a lot. Now, I mean, maybe that's where Brett steps in. And he goes, I got this. But how do you juggle so many of those different tasks?
It was really easy and organic. We were getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning every Saturday to do the TD market and selling a bunch of pasta to people, but we knew that just because TD Market was over, people weren't going to stop eating pasta. So we opened up, and really it was just us in the beginning, and then a couple people reached out to us and said they wanted to be a part of it as well. So it was really easy and just happened organically of people, vendors like Nathan at Growing Green, just asking, hey, do you mind if I show up? Forks Farm, same thing, reached out to us, and they said, can we join you? We don't charge any fees. It's just come up, claim your corner of the kitchen, and, you know, we'll chat and have coffee and sell some stuff on Saturday morning.
That's awesome. And the fact that you grew that market, the Naked Saturday Market, organically, that's just amazing because, you know, that's what we all strive to do anyway when we're growing our produce and we're farming. We just want to grow it natural. I mean, we don't want to mess it up.
No, we're very grassroots and want to do it, you know, kind of simple and the old school kind of way, and, you know, make everybody happy with good food.
You've got a quality product. You don't have to put a lot of work into advertising. People will find you.
Well, and there's a lot of people at the TD Saturday Market. So you guys are prepping, I mean, for literally thousands every week. I mean, right? I mean, the pictures don't lie. I've been there. We've gone to the Greenville Market. It's huge. And it is kind of the premier market in the upstate. I mean, if you're going to go to a market, that's the one to go to. And then you've got all the smaller ones that are kind of, mm-hmm. they're local. They're a lot smaller than the Greenville one. I'm familiar with the Malden, the Simpsonville, the Fountain Inn. I mean, you can go into Greer. You've got Traveler's Rest is a pretty nice one. I mean, there's several different markets, but the big one, the one you guys are in, is kind of what all local farmers, if they can produce, that's the one they want to be in. Is it Hurricane?
Hurricane Creek Farms?
Hurricane Creek, that's right. Hurricane Creek Farms, they're the ones that do they've got the heated greenhouses and they do like a ton of tomatoes. And now they're
the tomato king.
And they're doing strawberries now. So they're doing that as well. And I talked, and it's just the husband and wife, and they're growing a ton of vegetables, but their season is right now. Their tomato season mm-hmm. is right now, which is unique. And so when I talk to them and they tell me that the Greenville market, and I'm like, yeah, I'm nowhere near that. Not at all. So you've got a ton of products and you've got different ways that people can purchase them. How many different products do you guys have at Naked Pasta?
Oh, wow. We do have quite a bit. When it comes to the pasta side, there's probably our standard staples. There's maybe 10 to 15, and then I do seasonal ones. As the growing season changes, I add in different vegetables into the pasta. Like, we use Landhorn Farms hot peppers during the summertime. We use the Carolina Reaper peppers from him and make a spicy Angel of Death 2.0 angel hair pasta. Spinach, you know, when it's spinach season, arugula, you know, as it changes, it whatever kind of a farmer has in abundance, I'll take it and put in a pasta. And then on the ravioli side, about the same thing. We have about 5 staples and then do a lot of specials. We do vegan. We do gluten-free pastas, gluten-free lasagnas, vegan lasagnas.
I didn't know you guys did gluten-free. That my son has a sensitivity to gluten, and he's got a cousin that's full-blown celiac. So I did not know you guys. We try to limit it as much as possible, and it's done amazing things for his joints and everything else. I mean, so we're big believers if we can find gluten-free, if we can just stay away from the gluten, we do it as much as we can because we know the health benefits are there. I'm glad you guys got that. Now, you guys are actually in – I mean, your products are in different venues, restaurants and different places. Just – give listeners a kind of a slice or a feel of where they could find you and probably not even know that it's you.
Yeah, exactly. As far as the restaurants, we're in 3 restaurants in downtown Greenville. Roost Restaurant, the Casbah. We do an exclusive lobster ravioli just for them. And then we're also up on the roof where we do a squid ink linguine. And then they do this amazing seafood sauce and on that. And then we are in, for retail markets, we're in Small Private Cafe and Grocery and New York Butcher Shop in both of their locations on Augusta Road and Woodruff Road. And we just started in Anderson at Whitehall Produce. It's a new, I guess, a weekly farmer's market stand that's always open. And
are you sure it's just two of you guys doing this? They're not any, like, elves in the background? You got to be kidding me. Sure. That's crazy. You guys are servicing all of these different restaurants and venues and customers on a market. I mean, on a Saturday market, plus you're doing the TD Saturday market in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the two of you. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of miles on Fridays.
Yeah, no kidding. Free time. Yeah. I'm thinking about your calendar. There's no free time. I mean, I just can't imagine your schedule. It blows my mind. Are you, and you're doing deliveries? Are they doing pickup, or how are you guys managing that?
No, we deliver to our retail and our restaurants.
Oh my gosh!
So,
this is both of your.
We're all close. I mean, with the way where we're located in the Village of West Greenville, Whitehall Produce and Anderson is our only outlier. Everybody else is, you know, within 2 miles away.
Oh wow. That's phenomenal.
Except for Butcher Shop out on Woodruff Road, but
wow, that's just amazing.
You learn to find some sneaky back ways around Woodruff Road.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys started this, I mean, well, let's take it back even farther. You know, back in your lives, did you guys ever imagine you were going to be at this point in your lives?
No, I had no clue. I still can't believe this is where we're at. No, we've been blessed. It's been awesome. We've just, you know, I don't know. It just makes me smile. I'm just happy that we're able to do what we do and be in the places that we're at, and that, you know, Greenville and the upstate gets, you know, enjoys our product so much.
Now, what's the future for Naked Pasta? What you guys have big plans going in the future, or is it you're just going to keep doing what you've been doing?
Yeah, I think we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and grow slowly. And, you know, I don't have any, you know, huge big plans in the near future. I enjoy the way what's happening now.
Just enjoy serving the local community the way we are, you know. Down the road, maybe get an extruder so we can, you know, play around with some different, you know, cuts of noodles and different things like that. But, yeah, right now, I mean, it's two people doing as much as they can do. And I don't know what more you want from it.
No, I'm just asking. I just ask questions. So now, for the listeners out there, is there a special offer that you guys have for them if they're listening to the show?
Yeah, if they want to come in and say that they heard about us on your podcast, we're happy to do 15% off anything they get.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So that's great. The listeners are going to love that. I know I'm just going to love the fact that you have some gluten-free products, because that's always tricky when it comes to Italian food.
That was really tricky in the beginning, but she started working with Energy Treats, who does all vegan and gluten-free baked goods. And every flour that she was getting from, you know, a restaurant supplier, grocery stores, it just didn't work as in the pasta. And Gigi, who owns Energy Treats, started putting her own blend together that, I mean, it's changed everything for her. And it's a great product, and I'm not gluten-free, but I'll eat her gluten-free lasagnas all day long because you just can't tell.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I'm going to get a little personal. This is the part of the show where I get just a little bit personal. And
sure.
Not that I haven't already, but if you can, and this is for both you guys, because you guys, you're married, you're a couple, and you're doing, I mean, you're doing a business that incorporates, I mean, the farmer's market, and it incorporates dealing with local food and local farmers. But if you could kind of share with our listeners, and we can kind of do both you guys, one or two things that you've learned about life that you would like to share. Maybe it was a lesson that you learned after a challenge or a hardship, or maybe it's something about running your business or a success that you saw, but maybe something that life threw at you that you go, you know what, we learned a lesson and there's a great takeaway from that. Is there something you'd like to share?
Wow.
I told you I was going to get really deep really fast.
Yeah. I think there's been definitely a lot of, you know, trials and tribulations, but I think the thing that I realized more is that I could not do this without Brett. I couldn't without him by my side helping me. He keeps me sane and grounded.
That's awesome. Brett, what about you?
That's way more personal than where I was going to go.
She got deep on you.
But I do appreciate it. No, I mean, for me, it's just been the added experience of getting to know the farmers and seeing where your food comes from and, you know, going out to my friend's farm and seeing how he cares for his animals, or going over to Reedy River Farms with my wife and George, the farmer, and, you know, picking out the things that she's going to be cooking with in an hour from now, and just seeing the work that they put into it as farmers is that has my utmost respect. It always did, but even more so now seeing it firsthand. And then on the flip side, seeing the restaurants take something that my wife created, which is really a blank canvas at that point, and just seeing what magic they make out of it has been really enjoyable for me to watch.
That is awesome. And I could not agree with you both any more than what you guys have just said. I'm a big believer in you can't be an island if you're going to do a venture like you guys have done and try to do it by yourself. You always need somebody's help. And it's just amazing to me when I see farmers and they're doing it themselves, and I'm like, you're going to burn out. It's just you're going to burn out.
Yeah.
You're going to need somebody. And then the part about tapping into knowing where your food comes from, that's why I'm farming. I mean, that's why I'm doing it, is because I want to know what happens and how it's grown. And I want to make sure it's I'm growing it the healthiest and the best I can, because I'm going to eat it. And I'd like to be able to share that with other people. And if they want to buy it, that's great. But I know I'm growing it the best way I know how, because it's making me healthy. And so I couldn't agree with you guys anymore. I know I'm going to have you guys on the show again. I'm probably going to come out there and we'll probably do some videos or do something. But I want to thank you, Christina, and I want to thank you, Brett, and thank you for sharing both the Naked Pasta and the Naked Saturday Market with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. We've enjoyed it, and absolutely, we'd love to have you out, and we'll be on the show anytime.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody, be sure to check them out online and share this episode with everybody you know. Your support as a listener is key for the show, and most importantly, support your local farms and farmers. Until the next time, my name is Stefan, and you've been listening to the Farmers Market Podcast. Keep it fresh, keep it local.
When the sun goes down tonight.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.